The impeachment inquiry in the U.S. has put a spotlight on Ukraine. So let's learn more about the country with Serhii Plokhii, who is professor of Ukrainian history at Harvard. Welcome back.
Well, it's my pleasure to be back.
So parts of Ukraine have been controlled by a range of powers over the centuries, including Lithuania, Poland. It was, of course, part of the Soviet Union, gained independence in 1991. How has Ukraine found itself so stuck between the West and Russia since then?
Well, Ukraine declared independence on December 1st, 1991. And 1 week after that, the Soviet Union was gone. So Russia didn't think that the entire Union enterprise was worth it without Ukraine. The reason is Ukraine was at that time, Ukraine remains today, to be the second largest economy and country in terms of population after Russia in the Soviet space or post-Soviet space. So there is a lot at stake when it comes to developments in Ukraine, either in 91 or today.
And Ukraine is not a member of NATO, which is why NATO did not step in after Crimea was annexed by Russia.
Exactly. Ukraine is not part of NATO. And when NATO was expanded to the east, many in Ukraine were really worried that Ukraine would end up to be in no man's land between Russia that would try to reclaim its control, at least influence over the region, and the expanded NATO. And unfortunately, those people who were worried about that back in 94, in 95, 96, history turned them to be right.
Why didn't Ukraine become part of NATO?
Well, there are two reasons. First of all, that Ukrainians as a whole, as a nation, were not ready to do that. Mm-hmm. Second, everyone was concerned about Russia's reaction. Ukraine and Georgia received a promise to become part of NATO, and that was in the year 2008. And the immediate reaction was Russian invasion of Georgia. So that
put a stop to those plans.
Right. Exactly.
So let's talk about the leadership of Ukraine. The current president is Zelensky, clearly friendly to the United States, but that hasn't always been the case since the collapse of the Soviet Union. There was Viktor Yushchenko, who was friendly to the West, but was poisoned in 2004. Then there was Viktor Yanukovych, who was more friendly to Russia and was ousted in a revolution in 2014. Then Petro Poroshenko, more pro-West. Why this back and forth?
Well, one of the reasons is history. And different parts of Ukraine belonged historically to different regions and empires. And eastern part of Ukraine for a long period of time was part of the Russian Empire, western part of Habsburg mm-hmm. Empire. And there are much closer ties historically and economically between eastern Ukraine and Russia than between western Ukraine and Russia.
So it's still a divided country, basically.
It was very much a divided country before the Russian annexation mm-hmm. of the Crimea. But since then, what we see is that Ukrainian electorate actually is much more united, is much more homogeneous than it was before. For example, the elections in 2014 of President Poroshenko, the overwhelming majority of Ukrainians voted for one candidate. The same happened with President Zelensky. And this is new development after the war.
So as a professor of Ukrainian history and a Ukrainian-American yourself, what has been your reaction to Ukraine's place in this impeachment inquiry?
Well, I think I'm more or less in sync with the most of Ukrainians today who are very unhappy to find Ukraine in the middle of a political fight in the United States. Ukraine very much depends on the goodwill and support of European countries, but especially the United States. And what that means is that Ukraine is interested in bipartisan support. And it became a major issue in war between Democrats and Republicans in the United States, something that certainly is not good for Ukraine.
That is Serhii Plokhii, who is a professor of Ukrainian history at Harvard. His new book is Forgotten Bastards of the Eastern Front, American Airmen Behind the Soviet Lines and the Collapse of the Grand Alliance. You're listening to Here and Now.